gets us. And I've been loving it, been in an amazing time. Before I get into this morning's message, you guys check out this video real quick. Amen. How many of you are thankful that Jesus gets us? Praise the Lord. Well, last week, I don't know if you had a chance. How many of you got a chance to catch Pastor Brad's message on Love Your Enemies? And an amazing message. If you missed it, it really goes into Jesus understands how difficult it is to love our enemies. And he talked about how this was far beyond the expectation of just loving your neighbor, and that how Jesus modeled this for us. And so if you missed that message, make sure you go back and check that out on YouTube or on Facebook. I promise it'll be a blessing to you. What I'd like to do this today is just talk to you about the subject of that Jesus gets our need to be included, that he gets our need to belong, to be included, to be accepted. What is it about getting together and sharing a meal or spending time with people? The stories, the laughter, the community, the trust that we find there, where plans are made. We share memories. It's a gathering together and being thankful that you belong. It's a place where family and friends and strangers can celebrate life. And again, Jesus modeled this for us. He was all about being included. I want you guys to check out these scriptures. I don't know if you've ever caught this before, but in Luke 15, 1 and 2, it says, "Tax collectors and other notorious sinners often came to listen to Jesus teach. This made the Pharisees and teachers of religious law complain that he was associating with such sinful people," and what's it say? "Even eating with them." Revelations 3:20, this is Christ saying this, "Look, I stand at the door and knock. If you hear my voice and open the door, I will come in and we will share a meal together as friends." And then this last one in Luke 7, 33 through 34, and this is coming from the Message translation, "John the baptizer came fasting and you called him crazy. The Son of Man came feasting and you called him a boozer. Opinion polls don't count for much, do they? The proof of the pudding is what? In the eating." So, you guys, Jesus was all about bringing people together, that no one should be alone, that no one should feel that they were left out, and that all were invited to the table. Those who were outcasts were brought into the family, and Jesus gets our need to be included. I'm going to be sharing a couple passages out of the New Testament that Paul left us, and the first one comes out of Ephesians, and I want us to read this together. Ephesians 1, 11 through 13, and it says, "In him we were also chosen, having been predestined according to the plan of him who works out everything in conformity with the purpose of his will, in order that we, who were the first to put up our hope in Christ, might be for the praise of his glory. And you also were included in Christ." Everybody say included in Christ. "When you heard the message of truth, the gospel of your salvation, and when you believed, you were marked with him with a seal, the promised Holy Spirit." In the Passion Translation, it actually says, "Now we have been stamped with the seal of the promise of the Holy Spirit." The New Living Testament translation, I'm sorry, says it this way, that you have been identified by him. You have been identified by his Holy Spirit. And I believe for every person in this room, we have a desire in some shape or form to be, a desire to be included, to belong to something, a group or a cause that's not only inspiring to you, but that it would be a blessing to somebody else. That we have a desire to build community, to have relationships, to be seen, to be heard, to laugh it out or cry it out with somebody. I remember back in 1986, my first year at Bethany University, I'd moved from Texas to go out to California and Santa Cruz to go to school, and I was a brand new, really hardcore believer. I'd finally given my heart to the Lord 100%. I was ready to serve him for the rest of my life. I go out to Bethany University. I get out there, and we're having campus, kind of a campus day, and they're we have worship, and they're telling us about all the clubs you can join, because I just didn't want to go out there and play basketball. I wanted to join all the clubs, man. I was on fire for Jesus. And so I made the mistake of joining this group that was a prayer group that met in the Fireside Chapel. Now, hear what I'm about to say, at 6 a.m. Now, Lori knows that's funny because I'm not a 6 a.m. guy. I don't like to play golf at 6 a.m. I don't want to fish at 6 a.m. I would rather do all this late at night. You know what I mean? So, but I'm just not that guy. Well, I sign up for it. It's every day. And so the first Monday that I'm ready, I get fully dressed for school, you guys. And I show up to the Fireside Chapel, and I get there, and everybody's in their sweats. They've got blankets for everybody because it's cold in Santa Cruz. It could be in the middle of the summer, and it's still going to be pretty cool during the morning, and they have an actual fire crackling. Now, guys, this isn't a romantic fire. This is like, this is why I walked in. It was like, this is sleepy time for Matt Stewart. You know what I mean? And so I go into this place, and they've got an acoustic guitar playing. So here's the mix. You got the acoustic playing. You got the blankets. You got a crackling fire. We start praying 10 minutes in. Guess what happens to me? I'm gone. My roommate, you know, he had joined with me, and I remember after the first week, we kind of made it through that first week, and the Monday of the second week, our alarm goes off, and my roommate leans over his bed, and he goes, "Are you going?" And I go, "Are you?" And we go, "All right, let's do it." You know, every morning, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, it was the same conversation. "Are you going? Are you going to go?" But guys, on Friday, I had to tell him I couldn't do it anymore. I had to quit the group. I couldn't do it. I couldn't get up at 6 a.m. But guys, they had lots of other groups for me, okay? So don't, listen, the reason I'm sharing this is sometimes we get in, I just wanted to be included, but I just didn't want to be included at 6 a.m. But what a statement, what a truth that Jesus really does get us. That we are included in him. That's what Ephesians says, is that we're included in him. He understands what we go through in any given day, and that I have come here today excited about what God is going to do in our lives, yours and mine, being fully transparent with you. You know, I'm looking for God to challenge me, to change me today. And in this series, I have been convicted. I have been moved. I have revisited my yes to him. Yes, Lord, I want to live my life for you. Yes, God, that I need your strength. And yes, Holy Spirit, I want more of who you are. And I'm so thankful, church, that Jesus chose Matt Stewart. And being included, actually, when you read it in the scripture, it's really incredible. But the amazing thing about being included in Christ is it's not the lights. It's not that amazing music that we had. And guys, we have some great coffee and snacks out there. But it's not the coffee. It is the presence of God. Amen? That's the amazing thing about being included. Being included in Christ is we get to come together and acknowledge and stand in awe in the presence of God. It's the power, everybody say power, that dunamis power, dynamite exploding power, the power of being included in Jesus. You know, when we get done with Sunday, we don't have bins over here to where we all go and we put our power away for the Sunday and we walk out. Is everybody with me? Is that when we walk out of here, the power of the Holy Spirit goes with us. When we come into the presence of God, we receive his power, and his power actually goes out those doors with us. Sometimes, if we're not careful, we can actually get into an Old Testament way of thinking, even though we don't think it's this way, but we think that the only way we're going to find the presence of God is at a place. Like, I'm only going to get it if I come to Harvest. We're in actuality, because we are in Christ, because he's accepted us, when we walk out the doors, the power goes with us. His presence goes with us. Guys, look at this coming up on the board. Being included in Jesus, wherever you go, Jesus goes with you. No matter what you're going through, wherever you take it, wherever you go when you walk out these doors, what I believe is that Jesus goes with us. His Holy Spirit goes with you. The same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead is with you. You belong. You are included. You and I have purpose. And I know it's early. Guys, I understand this, but I'm crazy fired up about this. And the reason we all should be is because this statement is true. It's true. that Jesus, that our Father Yahweh lives in and through us. And this changes everything, that I can walk in power knowing that his strength is mine, that I don't have to feel alone because I know he is always with me. I am his. I belong. I am included. I have his power. And you have the power even when you feel like you don't. Telling you, man, because, you know, this past Sunday afternoon, man, something hit Lori and I so strong, and it was a hard blow from the enemy, and I had to remind myself that I know I feel like this right now, but I have his power. No matter how I feel, I have his power, and it's not easy standing on the belief that Jesus gets us when everything in your life feels like it's falling apart. God, you don't understand what it's like to be a student in today's culture. God, you don't understand what it's like to long to be terminally sick. God, you can't really speak into what I'm going through because you can't understand. God, you are good. You are the creator of the universe, but this is my life. God, you are good. You are good at being God, but you don't understand my addiction. You are the king of the world, but you have no idea what's going on in my life, that I've been depressed and contemplating suicide. God, thank you for loving me, but I have huge decisions that need to be made, and I'm not sure that you're on the same page as I am. God, I love you, but you can't speak into my social media life. God, I trust you, but this part of my life is off limits to you. God, I need you, but don't ask me to do this. Don't ask me to let this go. This is my life. This is my thing. You are good at being God, but I've got this under control. That's where we get trapped sometimes. Sometimes we believe that we have it under control, but God, I still feel alone. I still feel like I'm having trouble finding solid relationships. I just want to belong. Why are you not helping me with this? Church, our need, your and my desire to feel included is not about joining a club or a group. I found that out at Bethany. We can accumulate things. We can have groups of people all around us. And listen to what I'm about to say. And we can still feel alone, disconnected, unheard, unseen, depressed, still full of pressure, and feel isolated. And first and foremost, I want to say this. I want to change the atmosphere in this room. I want everybody to hear this and receive this. This is 100% about our relationship with our Father. He doesn't just want to be God of a small part of your life. He doesn't just want to be there when things are at their worst. He doesn't want to just be God over your spiritual life. Receive what's coming up on the board. He wants to be the Lord over all your life. Every part of it, not just give him a section or a part or a chapter, but he wants all of it. And I believe that this truth right there has so much to do with the relationships that God sets up by divine appointments. I believe that God puts people in our lives for so many different reasons. God appointments, that God did this, that only God could have set this up for accountability, that we have each other for support, to pour into people and have them pour back into us, for people to remind us and to point us back to God, so that we can have relationships that would change the fabric of who we are, that we have relationships that open doors for roadways that we probably would have not went down, but God helped us through people in our lives. I talk a little bit about a girl named Amy. Go ahead and put this picture up real quick. Was Amy Kerr, and she's over here in the left with our family. She's been in our lives basically since Sky was born. Her mother on her deathbed, we're standing there. She'd been in a coma for a couple weeks, and just moments before she died, she woke up and became where she was aware we were in the room, and she looked at Lori and I and said, "Would you please take care of my daughter?" And we grabbed her hands and said, "Absolutely," and she passed away a couple hours later, and Amy became a part of our family. And here she is married with her husband, Robbie, and expecting their brand new daughter here really soon. And guys, let me tell you something. There was a reason that God put Amy in our lives. There's a reason that Amy, that God put us in Amy's lives. And when people, he knows that we want to be included. He knows that we want to be accepted, and he sets us up with these relationships. Here's another one. You guys all know Morgan. Check out these pictures here. Morgan's a part of my family, and she's in a lot of family pictures, you guys. I even put the one in here where she's jumping over a small snowman. Look at that air she's getting down there, you guys. But anyway, but she's in a lot of our pictures. Guys, she's in family pictures we didn't want her in. I'm joking. I'm playing around. No, but hey, anyway, I'm messing around. But in the middle of there, she's with her husband, Thomas. And anyway, but guys, when I say this, this is what she did. Look at this next picture. We went and had a Christmas photo made here, and she actually photoshopped herself into our family picture. We met her in 2007 when we came in, and she's been Sky's soulmate, man, just ever since, best friend. And I think about, like, why God did that and how he brought us together as family. And was there for us through some tough chapters of our lives, and we were there for her. And what happens is when I look back at the relationship with Morgan and her coming into our lives, I see God over it for many reasons. Is everybody with me? And I think it's very important that we start to pay attention to the people that God puts in our lives to help us belong and know who we are in Christ. Amen? And when you say, God, I want you to be the Lord over all my life, what you are saying is this, that I trust you, that I'm giving you my chapters and my seasons, both the good and the bad, that when I lay my head on the pillow and I wake up the next day, I'm giving you my whole day. Give me an amen. That you would be over my marriage, that you would be over my family, that I trust you with my finances, and I want to be included in your plans. You know, earlier we were showing that video from Israel, and we support them and been working with them really since 98. And I met a young man and his family, Andre Bojena, who husband and wife, and then Luke and Sarah were their kids. And here's a picture of Luke. They're going to be here in the second service. But I met him in 1998. I think we found out that he was, or decided that he was 12 years old at that time. And now him and Sarah have two beautiful babies. And I think about just how I told you guys a few weeks ago that when we accept Jesus into our lives, when we say yes to Jesus, automatically we have family that God gives us around the world. And that we would meet him in 98 and we would have this relationship. And here's the thing is that I might get to be able to see Luke, maybe, and Sarah once a year. When COVID hit, I didn't see him for 3 years. But there's something about when you get back with somebody that is a part of your life and a part of your spiritual family. Here, listen to what I'm about to say here is that we are invested in his kingdom when we get together. We're family. We're locked in. We have each other's backs. We pray for one another. We celebrate together, and we struggle together. And it doesn't matter how many times we see each other, we know that God gives us people in our lives that helps us through certain chapters of our lives, amen, that we're building the kingdom together. Jesus gets our need to belong, to be included, and to be loved. According to a recent, literally just in 2022, Harvard did a university study and found out that 1 out of 3 Americans, this is nationwide, this is what they found out, and I want you to see these. These are going to come up. Go ahead, and we'll put these up one at a time. That you have needs in your life and no one to meet them. Go ahead and do the next one. You have hurts to share and no one to listen to them. And that you have love to give and no one to receive it. So think about this, that 1 in 3 people are missing something very significant in their lives. People needing a core group of relationships to spiritually walk it out with them, to support them, to nurture them toward God. This Harvard study shows that 1 in 3, in fact, actually more than 1 in 3, 36% of Americans endure ongoing feelings of loneliness, isolation, longing to be loved, and to be loved. More than 36% of Americans know something is missing. They know it, and we know it. And God never intended it to be this way. Give me an amen. Jesus gets our need to be included. He gets our need to belong. Ephesians reminded us that we are included in Jesus, that we have been stamped, we have been identified by his Holy Spirit. We were given the promise of the Spirit. So I want to give you two very quick takeaways that I believe are for the entire church today. Two thoughts to encourage you during a season of feeling disconnected. And the first thought is this: loving each other brings praise to God. So Paul writes in Romans chapter 15, here's where he addresses this again. He says, accept one another just as Christ accepted you in order to, what's it say? To bring praise to God. In the Amplified Version, it actually says it this way: welcome and receive to your hearts one another, even as Christ has welcomed and received you for the glory of God. Now, I like doing this. I hope you guys do too, but I love taking scripture and kind of breaking this thing down. So in Romans 15:7, in the NIV translation, it says to accept, where in the Amplified, it says to receive. But in the Greek, that is proslambano. Proslambano in the Greek, actually, this is the actual interpretation: to take as one's companion, to take them by the hand and receive into one's home or into your circle. Now, remember what we read in Luke and Revelations in Luke, where it says even eating with them or share a meal together as friends, or it's the proof is in the eating. Now, guys, let's look at proslambano now. So it says to take them by the hand and receive into one's home or circle with the idea of kindness and the sharing of food. Come on. How many of you guys can receive that word? Man, I'm looking forward to a lot of you guys taking me out to lunch and dinner. You know what I'm saying? That's exactly what it's, the sharing of food. I mean, we can all find some praise out of that. You see, we have in our DNA a longing to find, we've talked about this, whether you know God or not, it's in your DNA, somewhere inside you, that will make you want to search for God. And it's the same thing that inside of us, we have also this longing to belong to something, to be included. This is not in my notes. I just want to say this very quickly. I have people that will come and talk to me sometimes. They'll say, Pastor Matt, like, I just want to belong. I want to feel connected and all that. And I want to give you two just really quick words of advice. You can just take it, trash or treasure it. Let's say it that way. To be included, what I believe in the house of God is this. You do one of two things. You find a place to serve, because serving in the church really is where we make relationships, right? The other one is get in a home group. You're serving at the church, or you're in a home group, or you're doing both, and I promise you, you're going to find community. Amen? You're going to find belonging. When we are functioning in relationships the way God intended us, we are naturally and spiritually, this is what Scripture is telling us, we naturally and spiritually point them to Jesus. I'm going to close this up. I'm going to have the worship team come on up. Let's give our worship team a hand. And, it's such a good time. And I want to give you just this last thought. So two thoughts just to encourage you. The first was loving each other brings praise to God. And the second one is this, that God's truth defeats all lies of the enemy. Okay? God's truth, no matter what, will defeat any lie that the enemy tries to bring your way. When we are feeling lonely or disconnected, the enemy will attack and will bring into question what we believe and what we stand on. Sunday afternoon, I was taking my nap, kind of like what after I do. I kind of crash after I get back from church. And Lori comes and sits down. She says, did you see your text message? I said, no. She goes, do you want to read it? And I go, why? Is it bad news? And she goes, well, just let me tell you, you know, what was sent. So she tells me this news. And guys, it was devastating. I just remember sitting there going like really, you know, and I remember for about 15 minutes, I went into this like deep fog. I can't even explain it other than that. I couldn't hear anything. I couldn't think anymore. I was just hurt. And guys, let me tell you what happens is that I felt a disconnect that was starting to try to happen. And when it happens, the enemy knows exactly when we're at our lowest. Everybody hear what I'm saying? You just open the door for a second in hurt and having something devastating or something like that, and the enemy knows exactly how to come in. And what he does is he starts telling you lies. I started hearing things like, you blew it. This is not going to end well. You weren't a good father. It's just all this stuff. The enemy will try to change what we believe and attack the faith that we stand on. He will try to change the language. Hear what I'm saying. He'll try to change the language of what will possibly come out of our mouths like this right here, that I am alone, that no one understands me, that God doesn't care anymore, or that I don't have enough faith. Where God's word, listen to what I'm going to say, actually stands against this type of thinking and those kind of lies, and he fills our hearts with truth where we would speak this instead, that he knows better than I do, that all things are possible with my God, that he is worthy of my trust, and that he knows what he is doing. Come on. So Paul also writes in Romans. Is anybody looking for a devotional this week? Go to Romans chapter 8, and I promise you it might take you 2 weeks to actually do a devotion in it. But if you're looking for one, go to Romans 8. But here we are, and this is the message. I love this translation of Romans 8, 27 through 37. Read this and receive it. God's Spirit is right alongside helping us along. If we don't know how or what to pray, it doesn't matter. He does our praying in and for us. He knows us far better than we know ourselves, and he keeps us present before God. God knew what he was doing from the very beginning. So what do you think? With God on our side like this, how can we lose? And who would dare tangle with God by messing with one of God's chosen? Who would dare even point a finger? Do you think anyone is going to be able to drive a wedge between us and Christ's love for us? There is no way, not trouble, not hard times, not hatred, not hunger, not homelessness, no bullying threats, no backstabbing, not even the worst sins listed in Scripture. None of this phases us because Jesus loves us. I'm absolutely convinced, now guys, check this out, that nothing living or dead, angelic or demonic, today or tomorrow, high or low, thinkable or unthinkable, absolutely nothing, everybody say nothing, can get between us and God's love because of the way that Jesus, our Master, has embraced us. We are included. He has embraced us. Let this go deep into your heart, into your spirit today, because Jesus has embraced us. He has included us. He has connected us to his Spirit. We belong to him. We are his children. We live in him, and he lives in us. You have been stamped by his power. He is creator. He is everlasting. He is Elohim. He is Yeshua HaMashiach. He is the first and the last. And no matter what a day brings, you are in Christ. Come on, let's give the Lord a hand of praise. You belong. Somebody needs to hear this today. You belong, and you are connected. You are included. You have been embraced. And Jesus gets you. Church, Jesus gets us. And his truth defeats all lies of the enemy. Can I get an amen? Let's all stand together real quickly. Put our phones aside, our notes aside, and let's just stand and close our eyes, and let's just open up our hearts and